The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
You should try it sometime. Oh yeah, I wanna tell you something. You should try it sometime. Oh yeah, I wanna tell you something.
If you do not follow Big Dirty Fry online, you may not be familiar with that, but we are joined now by comedian Michael Fry for the Thursday interview. And that, of course, was you singing the lyrics, but you were singing the words to quite a famous political interview.
Yes, that was me. Listening back now, I've got quite a harsh cowbell sound in that song that I'd like to take out again.
But always the perfectionist.
Your own work. Yeah.
We should say it was an interview P. Flynn did in 1999, mm-hmm. I think it was, on the Late Late Show, in which he said he had to maintain three houses and on a salary of 140,000. So you're only a young fella. How did you come up with that idea to put that to an indie band kind of flavour?
Yeah, I think being from Ireland, we've very few like iconic clips. I've almost done them all as songs. You just run out of material. And this was from years and years ago. And I think I remember watching the Reel in the Years things, and people were using him as a meme, being the, you know, you want to try it sometimes. So I was like, yeah, I'll give that a go. And it just fits very lyrically into the music.
And you are very good, because obviously as a comedian, you do all sorts of sort of skits and sketches and everything. But you do head to music a lot. I was particularly a fan of Lily Allen's West End Girl turned into the Wild Rover, which works surprisingly well.
Yeah. That was actually my keyboard player, my band, sent that to me, being like, would this work? And I'm like, that's incredible. That's like me to a T. So she's my ghostwriter. So thank you for that, Ellen.
Yeah. Very good. But taking us right back, I mean, people will be very familiar with you, and obviously now you're very well established. But how did you, I suppose, first put your toe in the comedy water?
It was through Twitter, actually. So this was 2018.
That notoriously hilarious and cheerful site.
Yeah, where everyone's always very nice to each other. It was weird. It was 2018 and they first allowed video. And I always had like a few followers or whatever, because you'd live tweet like the Rosa Tralee or the Eurovision or the Toy Show or whatever. And they allowed video. So I was like trying to make my friends laugh, essentially. And then you do a couple of parodies, and then suddenly, you know, it starts taking off and snowballing. And then you do one video, you do another, and then, you know, you get a good idea, a good run of ideas. Momentum's everything in like online comedy or whatever. So like suddenly you're racking up millions of views, and like famous people are following you or whatever. And then it suddenly just becomes a thing where, oh, maybe you should do live and, you know, get an agent and all that sort of stuff. So it's been an accident, but kind of intentional at the same time, I think. I didn't expect to get here, you know.
You had to spend a bit of time in Coleraine.
Mm.
Was that a kind of a catalyst for, because you had time on your hands when you were up there?
I did. I did a graduate.
Give us the backdrop to that.
I did a graduate program and I couldn't drive. And that is one of those places where you need to be able to drive to have a social life. And so I didn't have a social life. So I'd come home from work and was going insane, essentially. So I had music software, because I've always played with music and things like that. But I realized you could make a fake interview with yourself via the music software. So I started talking to myself, essentially, and that helped massively somehow. So yeah, that's how
so
it started.
So if you'd been sent to Paris instead of with the Irish Tourist Board instead of Coleraine, we might never have heard of your brilliant comedy.
Maybe not. Yeah. I'm actually not the only comedian to have a Coleraine origin story, actually. Do you know Ahmed Jalili, who was in The Mummy, and like he's a very famous British Iranian comedian. He went to Coleraine for university. So it's just really funny that, like,
I find it
random.
Really mad that they sent you on a tourism graduate program to Coleraine. I wouldn't have thought there was a footprint for that there at all.
You wouldn't have thought so.
Well, they have a Dublin office and they have to have an office up north. So that's where their northern office is. So that's why I was there. I was in Port Stewart, really. I lived there. That's a lovely part
Port
of the world.
Port Stewart is nice. Yeah. Coleraine might be the coldest place on the island.
It sounds too much like cold rain, doesn't it? That's miserable.
It is.
No offence to you if you are from cold rain.
Did you always have a kind of a sense for the absurd? Is that a fair kind of, because like they're very quirky, your sketches.
I think so. I'm just a big comedy fan and always have been. So I think that's just where it comes from. And I'm from Navan as well, which breeds comedians.
Somehow.
Yeah, we're actually.
Well, not just that, the school you went to, St. Patrick's. I mean, you, what, Dylan Moore and Tommy Tiernan?
Hector,
yeah.
And you have then, the two lads from, what's the indie band, Ham Sandwich?
Oh, Ham Sandwich, yeah. And then from the town as well is Arthur Matthews, one of the guys who wrote
Of course.
So, yeah. And then Grainne Maguire is a comedian from Navan. She's writing on SNL UK at the moment.
Wow.
So,
okay.
And so is there that a thriving Navan, comedy? It
must be a very funny place, yeah.
I think it's because we're on one of the largest lead mines in the world. So I think Grainne has said it herself as well. Like, we all just have heavy metal poisoning. So it's probably that. I don't know.
And obviously, you have gone from strength to strength. You sold out in Edinburgh. You have radio gigs. You have the online. I have read you say that stand-up, though, despite your success, you just find it terrifying. And I can only imagine that it is, actually.
Oh, it is. It's horrible. Yeah. I mean, I do like it when I'm up there, but it is the kind of anticipation of actually going out, and it's kind of social interaction on the hardest level you could possibly do it at. But in general, audiences are there to have a good time and they're there to laugh. I've seen some really awful stand-ups do quite well. So I'm kind of like, yeah, do you know what? Like, people at the very least will be polite to you most of the time.
Well, what about heckling? People like going,
it's not as big a thing as...
Get off your rubbish. Oh, God, that's such a lame heckle, but you know what I mean? I have no idea what they would actually
burn.
I know, roast. Yeah. It's like a roast. But is that scary?
Not really, because heckles are never funny. Like, I've never gotten a good one. The kinds of people who do it are kind of people who are jealous of the attention, and like, it's kind of like the audience don't enjoy it either. So the audience aren't on the side of the heckler either. I think it's a thing people ask about stand up all the time, or heckles difficult or whatever. It's not as big a feature as people make it out to be, and it's not as entertaining for the audience for hecklers because they're ruining the show.
Yeah,
so it's kind
of
interrupting,
and they are kind of rude, actually, a lot of the time.
I think it's about setting an atmosphere. Some people welcome it and are very good at it. Patrick Healy's very good at it, apparently, like, dealing with hecklers and will invite that kind of attention on themselves. I'm very much like, I don't do audience interaction. So if you talk to me, I'll start crying or something. So it just won't be comfortable for anyone.
Did you have some kind of news talk kind of thing at the very start? Tell us about that, because I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah. So I pretended, I made up all these fake news presenters. So I'd be like, welcome back to Lunchtime with me, Michael Lunch, or Girl Talk with Michael Girl, or, you know, just silly things like that.
I don't know why Michael Lunch is really funny, but it actually is.
I don't know. I don't know why that's funny, but it is. But yeah, I think my parents were such big fans, or like would listen to News Talk in the morning when we were getting ready for school. And then Sean Moncrief was always on, and I love Sean Moncrief. So I think it's from that, and you kind of parody what you know.
By osmosis, you know what I mean?
There is an intonation of Irish radio and how presenters talk and how guests talk and politicians talk, whatever. So you're able to imitate that quite well. And what I really love when I make comedy is dropping a bizarre element. Is this something people are familiar with? And then just running with it as if it's normal. And that's kind of like, that's how I make my stuff anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, the third series of No Worries If Not, that's happening. What do you want going forward? I mean, do you have a plan? You've achieved a huge amount as a comedian, but where do you see yourself going?
Yeah.
I sound like your career guidance career in school or something.
Back in St. Patrick's College.
My apologies.
Yeah.
You'll never make a career from that now, comedy. You need a fallback position.
Yeah. I should go back, go do the civil service. Like every
the
so
bank.
Often. Yeah, my mother will text me civil service kind of openings every so
maybe
often.
Maybe it's time you got a proper job.
Yeah. Go teaching. Teaching's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a good holidays.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I love doing TV, and that's great crack. Like, we've done Series 3 of the sketch show there. We've just wrapped on that. Any of that sort of stuff, any of the traditional media stuff. I've never been in a film. I've done a cameo in a film, but I haven't been a proper character, if you know what I mean.
So you'd like to act?
I'd love to act. Yeah. I think that has always been the goal. You did the
Gaiety School of Acting, didn't you, as a kid?
When I was a teenager, like a weekend.
In fairness, sketches are acting and stuff anyway, aren't they? And what you do online is acting too. I mean, it is acting.
Yeah. But I think what I'd like is a role to actually get my teeth into, you know, that kind of thing.
You did a cameo in Derry Girls?
I was in Derry Girls, yeah. I was a minor villain for one of the episodes. So that was a lot of fun, actually, yeah.
Derry Girls was one of the pinnacles of I think, Irish comedy of all time. It's just so, so funny.
My producer said I had to ask you about the sketch about the Mayo football team and the five fellas who picked the Mayo football team.
Yeah. There's a guy who'd come up on the internet. I think Jimmy Sloyne was his name. And he kind of does it's punditry. It's kind of pub punditry kind of stuff. And Joe Doherty got on to before the All-Ireland final being like, we need an anthem for Mayo. And then I don't know anything about Gaelic football or whatever, but he sent the
even
clips.
Though you went to St. Patrick's College in Navan.
Oh, yeah. Everything I've learned about football has been against my will, though. So I mean, but no, I kind of was like, oh, okay, these clips are really funny, and then sewed them all together, and then suddenly you make a song out of it, and then
it's genius. It's absolute genius. If you like Gaelic football and you know Mayo football, you have to listen to it. It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we are kind of out of time. We're not really able to. I know. We're all very disappointed. No doubt we will see. I have very little doubt now that you've said it out loud into the universe that you won't be in films.
There's a vacancy for James Bond.
I've heard.
So
you've got the looks and stuff. So
I'll throw in my CV and maybe they'll give me Q or
you're
one
tall
of those
enough.
Guys.
I think you could. Yeah, I think you could.
You'd
definitely
be a very good Q. I liked the last Q too.
Ben Whishaw.
Yeah. Really, I like he had a delightfully kind of quirky take, I think, on Q. Actually, Q has always been a bit quirky, I suppose. But look, the very best of luck with
thank
it.
Thank you.
We're delighted you came in.
Yeah, Michael Fry, thanks indeed
thanks for
coming
having
in
me, guys.
And you can follow Michael on at Big Dirty Fry, and if you aren't following me, you absolutely should be.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.